The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, November the 16th, 2017. I'm Mike Clifford. On today's rundown, new research finds that ethanol is fueling climate change. Civic rights, free speech at issue in a photojournalist D.C. felony trial, and Native American students learning through heritage. Now, our top story, both GOP tax plans are getting pushback from Republicans. The New York Times reports GOP Senator Ron Johnson, who represents Wisconsin, came out against both chambers' tax plans on Wednesday. He says both bills favored corporations over small business and other so-called pass-through entities whose owners pay taxes on profits through the tax code for individuals. The federal mandate to add ethanol to fuel has led to a big increase in climate-disrupting pollution. Andrea Sears explains.
The renewable fuel standard requires about 17 billion gallons of ethanol, derived mostly from corn, to be blended into gasoline every year. Since 2007, that has led to the conversion of more than 7 million acres of grassland and forest to agricultural production. According to Seth Spahn, a researcher at the University of Wisconsin, that conversion is releasing massive amounts of climate pollution into the air.
We found that expansion caused emissions of almost 30 million metric tons of carbon per year. That's roughly equivalent to the annual emissions of 20 million cars.
While cropland expansion is most prevalent in Corn Belt states, New York is in the top 10 states for greenhouse gas releases from agricultural conversion. Tyler Lark, co-author of the study, says the conversions to cropland in the U.S. are similar to the clearing of tropical rainforest in Brazil.
Cropland expansion under the ethanol mandate also has led to a loss of natural habitat for monarch butterflies, ground nesting birds, and many other species of wildlife. Now to Ohio, where Mary Sherman reports state leaders Tuesday decided to delay a proposed Medicaid rate cut for hospitals intended to fill a budget gap. But some researchers say there are cost drivers beyond the walls of medical buildings that could also be examined.
Lauren Anthes with the Center for Community Solutions says safe, affordable housing is one of the non-clinical issues that impact the cost of health care. And he notes Ohio has significant rates of housing insecurity and is one of the nation's worst performers in terms of housing equity.
Medicaid has played a key role in connecting the chronically homeless to those services and supports which address these issues. And there's more that Ohio could be doing to support policies within and outside of Medicaid to increase access to safe, affordable housing.
In an assessment of Ohio's Medicaid expansion, nearly half of people said it was easier to remain current on their rent or mortgage since implementation. Anthes contends state leaders need to look at increased investments in programs like subsidized housing and the Ohio Housing Trust Fund as ways to bring down Medicaid costs.
Data released by Enterprise and the Center for Outcomes Research and Education found secure housing contributed to a 12% reduction in overall Medicaid costs. And now an update from Dan Hyman on the journalist facing severe criminal charges for covering Inauguration Day protests. Press groups and the photojournalist himself say there are troubling implications to Alexei Wood's trial for multiple felonies.
Wood stands charged with six felonies and two misdemeanors in a D.C. Superior Court. He says the video he shot of rioting during President Donald Trump's inauguration shows he did nothing wrong. But prosecutors are accusing him of rioting just for being there. Wood says that should be troubling to reporters and anyone who believes in a free and aggressive press.
I'm following resistance movements. That is my beat, and I'm really good at it. And as an absolute legitimate beat, and it's being criminalized.
Wood faces up to 60 years in prison. Prosecutors say he conspired with the rioters and therefore also is to blame for the attacks on police and property destruction committed by others in the group, even if he did not do those things himself.
For his part, Wood estimates his trial may take another 2 weeks. According to the Committee to Protect Journalists, 31 have been arrested while doing their jobs in the U.S. this year. November is National Native American Heritage Month. Lori Stern tells us a buffalo is going to be killed, dressed, and eaten the traditional way as part of a Minnesota Indian Education Conference taking place this week.
On Thursday, students in grades 6 through 12 will help elders harvest the animal and serve meat to the conference attendees. It's one way to demonstrate a goal of the conference, helping Native students revive a lost heritage. Ramona Kitto Stately with the Minnesota Indian Education Association says that loss is the reason many Native kids do poorly in school.
In education, it is the absence of actually acknowledging historic trauma. And that trauma of what happened in Minnesota 150 years ago, exiling the Dakota, not really acknowledging the presence of a people who were here for over 10,000 years.
Kitto Stately says the conference aims to find ways for Native students to hear their own stories in every subject. There are workshops for educators on everything from training and retaining Native teachers to addressing microaggression in the classroom.
And finally, you may want to mark down November 15th on your calendar. It was the day six Democrats introduced five articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.